somebody to be standing this morning, and you might be seated. Now, that is our call. That is our call. This morning in Jesus' name, and bring you greetings from Canada and USA Revival Fire Conferences. Show you the clips shortly in Jesus' name. Very, very quickly this morning, we shall be looking at God's plan for His people. And this is part two. God's plan for the destiny of His people. Our objective is to understand God's plan as it is, and understanding the way into that destiny. Jeremiah chapter 29 verse 11. It says, "For I know the thoughts that I think towards you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end." Thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. In the first service, I defined destiny as in two ways. First, as God's expected end for His people. The expected end God has for His people. How He wants your life to end. Also, I define destiny as God's thought or blueprint for His people. The thought He has for you, the blueprint He has for your life. In Jeremiah chapter 1 and in verse 5, God speaking to Jeremiah said, He said, "Before I formed thee in the belly, I knew thee. And before thou camest forth out of the womb, I sanctified thee and I ordained thee a prophet unto the nations." God's plan, God's designed end. And we saw throughout scripture, we have said that throughout scripture, God has no little plan for His people. He has no micro plan for His people. The plan of God for His people are mega plans, giant plans, grand plans. And there are several symbolisms that God used to describe the destiny of His people. In the first service, we looked at four of the ways in which God described the destiny of His people. Number one, we said that we have a destiny of dominion. A destiny. When God made man, He said, "Be fruitful, multiply, replenish the earth, have dominion." The destiny of being in charge, not being under. Number two, we said we have a destiny of the eagle. "They that wait on the Lord shall renew their strength, they shall mount up with wings as eagles." The eagle is the king of the birds. We don't have the destiny of the chicken. We don't have the destiny of the duck. We have the destiny of the eagle. Thirdly, we said that we have the destiny of the star. When God spoke to Abraham, he said, your seed shall be the stars, like the stars of heaven. We are meant to stand out, not to die out, not to hide out. And fourthly, we said, we have the destiny of a city on a hill. You are the light of the world, a city set on a hill. In this second service, we shall look at four of the ways in which our destiny have been described. Now, so that will be number one for this service, but number five overall. We have a destiny of glory. A destiny of glory. Colossians chapter 1 and in verse 27. To whom God will make known what is the riches of the glory of his mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. Everyone who has Christ in him is designed for glory. Romans chapter 8 and in verse 30. It says, moreover, whom he did predestinate, them he also called. And whom he called, them he also justified. And whom he justified, them he also glorified. You are meant to end in the place of glory, not the place of shame. In 2 Peter chapter 1 and in verse 3, he said, according as his divine power has given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness through the knowledge of him that has called us to glory and to virtue. The word virtue is also excellence. It's a call unto glory, not a call unto shame. Until your life is experiencing glory, your journey is not over. Until your life is experiencing glory, the signature of the glory of God, your life is not yet over. You are still on the journey. We have been called to be glorified, as our Father Bishop Oyedepo will say, and not to be shamified. It's not a shamification. It's a glorification. It's a luminousness. God has called us to a life that is dignified and enviable. A life that someone will look at. It's not about physical things. It's about looking at your life. And someone sees something about you he wants to become. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We have a destiny of glory. Lift your hands, say, I have a destiny of glory. Say, I have been called to be glorified. No devil can rubbish the glory that God has placed in my life. Secondly, in this service, we have the destiny of a lion. The destiny of a lion. You can see what God, the kind of things God is using to describe the destiny of his people. In Proverbs chapter 28 and in verse 1. It said, the wicked flee when no man pursues. But anyone who is righteous is a lion. Is a lion. Righteousness is spiritual lionization. It's a lion. And who is a lion? Proverbs 30 verse 30. The lion is the strongest among the beasts and turneth not away for any. Turneth not away for any. As the eagle is the king of the birds, the lion is the king of the wild, is the king of the jungle. Not the biggest animal by size, But the biggest by authority, that is where you belong. You are not a prey. If anything, you could be a predator preying on the devil. But you are not the prey. You are not the one running that the devil is pursuing. You are the one pursuing and the devil is on the run. Hey! Hey! You don't have the destiny of a hyena. You don't have the destiny of a dingo. You don't have the destiny of a jackal. You have the destiny of a lion. The brother of the lion is a lion. Our elder brother is the lion of the tribe of Judah. I told you before, as he thinketh in his heart, so is he. So if you move like a hyena, a jackal, that's how you are. If you think you are a lion, you are a lion. In the days of racial discrimination, the woman by the name Rosa Parks sat in the bus when a white man came and says, give up your seat. And she said, whatever will happen, let it happen, but I won't stand up from this seat. That sparked off the civil rights movement. That was a woman on whose back Martin Luther King Jr. rode to say enough is enough. People shouldn't be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. Are you hearing what I'm saying here today? As he thinketh in his heart, so is he. If you think defeat, you are defeated. If you confirm yourself a failure, you are a failure. If you think you are at the back, you are at the back. But if you think lionic, you are lionic. It's our destiny. It's the destiny of the eagle and the destiny of a lion. Take your seat. Number three, we have the destiny of light. Light. You know that light is the cure for darkness. We have the destiny of the light. In Matthew chapter 5 and in verse 14 and then verse 16, the Bible said, he had the light of the world, a city that is set on an hill cannot be hid. I wish you can handle this static on these two feedbacks. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. We have the destiny of light. Of light. John chapter 5 verse 35. Concerning John the Baptist, the Bible said he was a burning and a shining light. And you were willing for a season to rejoice in his light. If John was light, John the Baptist, and Matthew chapter 11 verse 11, he said, of all men that were born of women, among them that are born of women, there has not risen a greater than John the Baptist. Notwithstanding, he that is least in the kingdom of heaven, like you and me, we are greater than him. If John was light, you are a bigger light. You are a generational illumination. You are a light. A light. Light means you can't be hid. Light means you stand out. Am I speaking to anybody here at all? I'd like you to see you the way God sees you. And we have said, the way you see yourself determines the way the enemy sees you. Numbers 13 and in verse 33, he said, we are grasshoppers in our own eyes. And so we are we in the eyes of the enemy. Hallelujah. God has shown me some light that has made me to see myself where God sees me. Anywhere in the world. anywhere in the world. I told you the funny story before. My wife and I were on board, I believe it was a Lufthansa Air from Frankfurt to Israel. And after we sat down for a while, a woman walked up to me and said, "Why am I sitting on seat number 7A, something like that, and my husband is on seat number 8? I was so shocked. I was wondering what's going on. We're on the front seat. What's going on? Then she said, the husband now said, the husband came to meet us. Why are you disturbing us? She said, yes, I have to ask you, because the husband said, if you have a problem, is this the owner of the aircraft you should go and ask? You say, yes, let me go and ask the owner. Why did they separate us? Owner of a commercial plane in a foreign land. Whatever she saw us as the owner. Yes, that was what sent her to us. She wanted the owner to solve the problem. White woman, white husband. With a dark-skinned man in a white land. With 90% plane filled with white people. And you say, I am the owner. I agree. So I told myself, I said to my wife later, I said, it is something spiritual that she's seeing. It has nothing to do with anything physical. It is something spiritual that she's saying. It's a climate, it's an aura. And and I was reading and I entered the plane with the light, and the light is that the crown of the anointing oil of my God. Leviticus 21:12. That was what I was reading. The crown of the anointing oil of my God is upon my head. So I understood that the anointing puts a crown on your head, makes you a royalty. I stepped in with that light. And she came to me that he wants to ask the owner to solve the seat problem. So I directed them to the flight steward. Said, please, these people have a seating problem. And the owner solved it for them. No devil can see you higher than you see yourself. In the realm of the spirit, your insight carries a presence. Your light carries a presence. Please be seated. We have the destiny of the light. Finally, number 4 or number 8, we have the destiny of kings and priests. Kings and priests. We are kings of God. We are priests of God. We have that destiny. 1 Peter chapter 2 verse 9. He said, but ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood. That is, you are a kingly priest or a priestly king, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should show forth the praises of him that has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Hallelujah. In Revelation chapter 1 verse 3 to verse 6, he said, blessed is he that readeth and they that hear the words of this prophecy and keep those things which are written therein, for the time is at hand. John, to the 7 churches which are in Asia, grace unto you and peace from him which is, which was, and which is to come, and from the 7 spirits which are before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness and the first begotten of the dead and the prince of the kings of the earth, or to him that loved us, washed us from sins in his own blood, and has made us kings and priests unto God and his Father. To him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Somebody say amen. The Bible says we are an eternal excellency, the joy of many generations. Our excellency is eternal. Beloved brothers and sisters, there is a crown on your head. Whether you see it or not is a different matter. There is a crown on your head. There is royalty on your head. There is royalty on your life. Any realm where you are found, in that realm, you are designed by God to be a king, to be in charge. You are designed by God to be a priest. Somebody say a loud amen. Somebody say a louder amen. Amen. Somebody shout the loud most amen. Amen. For somebody here, I'd like you to consider this service this morning as a coronation service. You know what a coronation is? The enthronement service. You have been enthroned in your throne. And I can tell you, this enthronement is higher than any physical enthronement. My father was a paramount ruler of army. You are in the army. And you are a captain. And your son, who is a colonel, arrives. You will salute him or not. He says, that is what I have just done. That is paramount to life. Loaded businessman. Plenty lorries. Plenty luxury buses. Mercedes car from. The natural recognizing the spiritual. The terrestrial recognizing the celestial. Do you understand what I'm talking about? And I am here to announce to you. It is one thing for God to make you something. It is another thing for you to know what God has made of you. I decree today, your royal destiny, no devil shall sit on it. If you are saying amen, say louder amen. If you are saying amen, shout the loudest amen. If you are saying amen, shout the believers, amen. Take your seat in the presence of the Lord.
Of all the things we have spoken about just now, that we have the destiny of glory, we have the destiny of the lion, we have the destiny of light, we have the destiny of kings and priests. I want to zero down on one of them for this morning, and that is our destiny of light. Destiny of light. What is the implication of you being light? I identified four things in the first service. I'll go through it very quickly. And then another four just now. First, I said, to be light means we are candidates of distinction. That is, your life is designed to stand out. Whether you are a classroom teacher, a politician, a pastor, whatever your life is, a doctor, to stand out. We are candidates of distinction. Number two, we are agents of direction. People should know what to do when they see what you do. People should be able to take steps after your steps. Light gives direction. I said in the first service, if nobody is learning nothing from you, your life is wasting. Because God said, be fruitful, multiply, replenish the earth, reproduce yourself. We are agents of direction. Somebody should know how to be married when they see your marriage. Somebody should know how to raise children when they see how you raise children. Somebody should know how to be spiritual when they see your spirituality. Agents of direction. Number three, we are agents of restoration. When something is missing and you flash light on it, you can find it. If something enters under the bed, you just put a torchlight there. God wants to use your life to restore to people what they lost. People who lost peace should encounter you and find peace. In fact, people should know what is missing in their lives when they see how complete your own life is. And fourthly, we said, we are agents of conviction. Light exposes garbage. Light exposes filth, rubbish. You would think that the dress was very clean until big light flashes on it. You thought that the sheep was white until it is standing on snow. Are you following what I'm saying now? That is when you realize that the whiteness of the sheep was just a fleeting whiteness. Or look at that. That is white sheep on white snow. In the presence of brighter white, of better whiteness, of greater whiteness, it is looking dirty. It turned brown on top of snow. Do you understand that? That when people approach your life, their guilt becomes obvious. They should become aware of their own compromise when they see the discipline with which you live your life. They should become aware of their talkativeness when they see the discretion with which you speak. Agents of conviction. That is what light is. And so I'll take another four in this service. Number four, we are agents of illumination. John chapter 1 verse 5 says, the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended not. Everywhere we step, darkness must evaporate. We must make darkness lose power. Family darkness, occult darkness, witchcraft darkness, darkness of evil, darkness of wicked men. One day, a man came here. He's meant to be a clergy, quote unquote, they came to see me with his daughter, quote unquote, and with his friend. While I looked at them, I looked at the girl, I looked at the clergy, I looked at all of them, I already saw something. So I told the man, give me a few minutes, and I talked to the girl. Because I said, tell me, who are you and who is that man? He said, excuse me, sir, thank you for helping me. This man just kidnapped me from my father's house. And I've been with him. If you can only set me free. Wow. She only told me what I already knew. So I told the man, I said, so where did you know this girl from? Before long, we had already made one or two arrangements and security just arrived. I said, please explain to them where you know this girl from. Girl gave us her number, father's number, family number. We called them all the way from Anambra State. The mother came here to rescue the girl that has been with this man for how long? While he was talking, light shone. And I knew this is no daughter. There's a game here. Do you understand what I'm talking about? Illumination. Illumination. We are agents of illumination. I pray today in the name that is above every name, may God use you as an illumination to your generation. If you are saying amen, say loud amen. If you are saying amen, say loud amen. Agents of illumination. Number two, we are agents of revelation. Revelation. Agents of depth. Agents of insight. Psalm 119, verse 130. The entrance of thy words giveth light. It giveth understanding unto the simple. Agents. Isaiah chapter 9 and in verse 8. Are you people preaching around that message? One, two, three, four. Four of you. Are you preaching a second message? Ushers. A word into Jacob. It has lighted upon Israel. Every time you speak, light should shine. Light should flow. God wants you to speak with light, to speak with depth, to speak with insight. Agents of revelation. Number four. Or three, as lights, we are agents of celebration. Agents of celebration. Anywhere we step, depression disappears. In John chapter 5, verse 35, concerning John the Baptist, the Bible said he was a burning and a shining light, and you were willing for a season to rejoice in his light. Agents of celebration. God has designed for you to be a sunshine to the soul of many people. Light, you see, in our nation today, when the power is off, the children are crying. When the power is back, they begin to scream and celebrate. Light is a source of joy. Light is a source of joy. That was what the Bible said in Ecclesiastes chapter 11, verse 7. Ecclesiastes chapter 11, verse 7. It said, truly, the light is sweet, and a pleasant thing it is for the eyes to behold the sun. Your life is meant to be sweet. If you are light, you are meant to be a pleasant personality. Excited, exciting, excitable.
Somebody people wish to hang around with. Depressed people come into your presence and depression disappears. One of the things that I know about our revival, whether it is in Pakistan or Maiduguri or anywhere, there is an explosion of celebration. Explosion. In the middle of the night in Lagos, in Akwa Ibom, everywhere, after commanding the day on the crusade ground, the people don't want to leave. Won't you leave? They say we should stay there till morning. In Warri, we saw the same thing. God has not made you a depression factor. He has made you a celebration tonic. A celebration tonic to your generation. Agents of celebration. And finally, as light, we are agents of divine visitation. God is light. And if you are light, it means you carry God. Agents of divine visitation. 1 John chapter 1 verse 5, the Bible said, God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. Psalm 36 verse 9, the Bible said, with you is the fountain of life, and in thy light shall we see light. If God is light and you are light, it means you are a divine presence carrier. It means whenever you show up, people feel God. Whenever you step forth, people feel God. There is something about you that reminds people about God. Light. 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 I see somebody here today that is moving with this drastic light, changing your world in Jesus' precious name. Finally, how do we exist and function as light? Five things I'm going to say. Number one, avoid the works and the ways of darkness. You cannot be involved with the works of darkness and the ways of darkness and be a light. John chapter 3, verse 19 to verse 20. It said, and this is the condemnation, that light is coming to the world. And men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. For everyone that doeth evil hated the light, neither can he come into the light, because his deeds should be reproved. Ephesians 5:11. And he said, and have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them. Rather reprove them. Rather reprove them. Avoid the works and the ways of lying, the ways of fraud, the ways of duping, the ways of cheating, immoral ways, unclean ways, whatever ways. Avoid the ways and the works of darkness. Number two, dwell in the presence of the Father of lights. You hang around light, you are lighted. With these, the fountain of light. And in thy light shall we see light. Dwell in the presence of light. John chapter 1 verse 1 to verse 5. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God. And the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. And all things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and that life was the light of men. So God carries a life that is light. And dwelling with him, being conscious of his presence, lightens you up. Number three, maintain access to word insight. The word of God is light. Isaiah chapter 9 verse 8. It said the Lord sent a word into Jacob. And it has lighted upon Israel. It has lighted upon Israel. Lighted upon Israel. Daily touch, daily contact with the world supplies you light. Number four,
maintain fire at the altar of prayer. The altar of prayer is the altar of light. Luke chapter 9 verse 29. The Bible said, as Jesus prayed, the fashion of his countenance was altered, and his raiment became white and glistering. Light exploded while he prayed. Light exploded while he prayed. The place of prayer is the place for the explosion of light. Maintain fire. Last week, we fasted in the day for 7 days and prayed in the night in tongues for 5 hours, 1 a.m. to 6 a.m. What a light. That light is just exploding all around the world. Hallelujah. Maintain fire at the altar of prayer. Number 5, company with lighted people. Company with lighted people. John chapter 5 verse 35, he said that the people of Israel, they saw John as a burning and a shining light, and they rejoiced in his light. Company with lighted people. Lighted people. He that walketh with the wise shall be wise. That's Proverbs 13:20. He that walketh with light shall be light. Don't walk with people of darkness. Walk with people of light. Walk with people of impact and generational influence. He that walketh with the light shall be light. You know the mystery of the moon. The moon is a morbid surface, has no light of itself, but it positions at an angle to the sun and receives the sunlight and reflects it. That is it. Position around lights. I position my life around mega lights. Bishop David Oyedepo. Mega lights. Pastor Iya Adeboye. Mega lights. Lights. And that light shows. It shows explosively. It shows. Beloved, I welcome you to your season of light. And it is a new day for you. Say a loud amen. Say a loud amen. Your life shall not be wasted. Your destiny shall not be wasted. In Jesus' precious name.